salvation. He only is my rock, my strength and my salvation. My stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be afraid at all. My stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be when my enemy pursues me. Only in God is found glory when I am found weak and found lowly. My stronghold, my be afraid at all, my stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be moved.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. Listen to Jesus saying, I was judged and finally condemned to death. The people who had listened to my sermons were in agreement with the government and the religious authorities on condemning me to die. My friends and apostles had fled. Only a short while ago, they were full of praise and admiration for me and the miracles. They pushed their way to the front to touch me and assured me of their loyalty. Now they are all against me and forced Pilate to have me crucified. Pilate the foreigner would like to set me free, but my fellow citizens force him to condemn me to death. The people around you, even your very best friends, will judge and condemn you. This does not mean that it is always you who are to blame. But it is always you who are condemned. Now you know that you cannot rely on men. God alone is your support and your security. This cross makes you independent of the men who you regard as your support, and it invites you to seek support with me. If men condemn you, you can come over to my side, for I have been judged and condemned too. Don't defend yourself if you are judged by others. Their judgment cannot annihilate you. It does not leave you alone. It brings you closer to me and leads you to eternal glory. This sentence is your door to me, to a meeting with me. Now nobody can condemn you.
Second station. Jesus receives the cross. I could have defended myself or wanted others to defend me. I could have said, I am innocent, why shall I suffer? But I accepted the cross without complaining. Every moment of your life is a burden. You can accept it with patience or shake it off. You can flee from it or face it. I accepted it. So you know where to find me. Your strength does not lie in running away. At any moment, you will have to decide if you want to follow me. This is the second cross. Only few people recognize it. A lot of people look for extraordinary crosses, but your cross is here. In accepting your daily routine, Your daily routine is your life and your cross. If you accept it, you will receive a lot of graces, and your faith will grow and develop quickly.
The third station. Jesus falls the first time. It is difficult to fall down. Everyone wishes to remain standing, to withstand and to prevail. I am God. Nevertheless, I fall beneath the cross, powerless. Everybody witnessed my miracles in amazement, but now they see me fall, beaten and despised. Have courage to fall and to admit it, not to make it seem better. Here on earth, you cannot become different. You are here to die, for it is written, whoever loses his life will find it. Why are you afraid to fall? Why don't you dare to look up when you have suffered defeat, when other men are cleverer than you? Why are you afraid when your sins get you down? You would like to get through. But look, when you fall, you can come to me. Don't be afraid. Falling is not the end. Why do you take it to heart so much? Why are you so ashamed? You fall to come closer to me so that I can give you new strength. If you understand that I also fell down, you will be able to see my face in your fall, and together we will defeat sin and failure. It is important not to remain isolated and falling, but to come close to me.
Immaculate Mary, our hearts are on fire. That title so wondrous fills all our desire. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. In death's solemn moment, our mother be nigh as children.
Jesus meets his mother. It is impossible never to distress somebody you love. I could have avoided meeting my mother. Do you know what it means to meet somebody who you have disappointed? I was rejected and despised like a heretic and a seducer. My mother knew all about it. She saw my outer and inner pain and looked at me in the eyes. It is a cross to look at a loved one in the eyes when all others mock you. It is impossible not to disappoint people who love you, but you cannot protect them against it. Do not reject this cross. You will find me when you see that you have distressed your friends. You see how your troubles pain them. This worries you. My mother understood who I am, even in my defeat. Her last wish that I should succeed died in her, but her belief developed to the full. You recognise a true friend if he stands by you, even if nobody else finds anything praiseworthy in you. Then this one true friend means you and only you. Accept what is offensive about you. Accept the fact that you'll disappoint others. And there you'll meet me and my mother.
The fifth station. Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus to carry the cross. Nobody respected me. So many people did I cure, but even they left me, just like those who I was close to. Full of wounds and full of blood, shaken after meeting my mother, I needed loving hands to support me. The only one who came had to be forced. I longed for help, given in compassion and love. Simon had to be forced to help me. It is a cross to find nobody willing to suffer with you in love. If you accept it, you are no longer alone in suffering, because I am with you. And something else. Have courage to allow others to help you. I did it too, although I am omnipotent. Let others surpass you. Let them take care of you. Admit it that you need them. This is a cross and you cannot avoid it. Learn to understand that it is a door to me. Don't be astonished if all in you opposes this cross, for the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. Receive your cross and follow me, so you are with me.
Sixth station, Jesus and Veronica. They took everything from me, and they all left me. I was alone, without possessions, on my way to death. Then Veronica came up to me and wiped my face with a napkin. Do you know how one feels in such a situation? I was deeply moved and full of gratitude, but I had nothing to reward her with. I had nothing but my suffering and my pain. So I gave her the impression of my bloody face. It is a cross to allow people to do you a favour without being able to reward them. Have courage and do what you have seen me do. Do not hesitate to be indebted to others. You need not pay for everything. Give yourself in return. Learn to receive without immediately thinking of a reward. This is a door to me. Suffering the shame if you cannot give in return. So you will meet me and you will recognise the Father because you cannot reward him for what he gives you. He is like a spring exuding water generously. If you are like that, you are my Father's child. Also accept the cross that you cannot repay God for all his love. Be like a child that enjoys his Father's and his Mother's love.
Be still and know I am with you. Be still, I am the Lord. I will not leave you orphans. I leave you with my world. Be glad the day you have sorrow, be glad, for then you live. The stars shine only in darkness, and in your needs I give my peace.
The seventh station. Jesus falls a second time. I fell once. Everybody wanted to see me strong, but I fell a second time. I knew that my mother would be shocked and my enemies would mock me. My friends would withdraw from me in disappointment. My weakness outraged everyone, and they asked themselves, is this really God? I received this cross. My father wanted to show that in me he is stronger than any offense. If you fall for the first time, you will be able to make an excuse. But if you become weak a second time, everyone will be able to prove you will set yourself against this cross. You will want to put things right and to justify yourself. But in this case, you become a stranger to me. By doing so, you do not bear witness for me, but for yourself, because only you want to show your own strength. Be aware that you will fall again and again, but I will raise you. Then they will say, look, somebody has raised him. Your seventh cross consists in admitting your weakness. Do not be afraid to fall, but turn to me. If you accept this cross, you will find me in it, because it is only man who suffers defeat. Mind will triumph.
Eighth station. Jesus comforts the women of Jerusalem. Women listened to me, they believed me and loved me. I blessed their children. They looked at me with their hearts and they could not understand that somebody condemned me. They cried because they felt by condemning my life, they were condemned. This is a cross of conquering one's own grief and seeing freedom behind it. No grief is tragic in the end. Hard-heartedness and blindness are tragic. It is tragic not to recognize that the resurrection is behind each death, recovery behind illness, reunion behind each farewell. It is tragic to submit to self-pity. You win a victory where you see someone else's grief and comfort him when you yourself need comforting. Then it is God who comforts you. Have courage to do without human comfort and to ask God for strength. So you conquer the world. So you follow the stations of the cross. But it is a way into life. If you yourself are wounded and in pain, but comfort others, then you will find me, and I will support you.
The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. I fell a third time. The people believed that that would be my final breakdown. And just when they supposed that I would never make it, I summoned up all my strength, took the cross and dragged it up to Golgotha. A man can go on even if nobody thinks that it is possible. The moment will come when people tell you, there's nothing more to be expected from you, it's the end. You yourself will think, I can't go on. This is the moment of complete helplessness. It is the moment of your surrender, of the realization of your failure. Do you really want to abandon all hope then? Don't be afraid. There is another door, and you will meet me again behind it. If you cannot rely on yourself any longer, I will be there. You will cry from the bottom of your heart, and I will answer. It is a cross to lose and to be left alone, to have nobody who believes in you anymore, to be given up. But if you accept this cross, I will surprise you with my presence and my strength. You will be able to go to the ends of the earth in my name. Are you willing to accept this cross? Don't worry. I am with you. I have conquered the world.
Be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him no sin is found. We of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire, with splendor he is crowned. Is shining all around.
10th station. Jesus is stripped of his clothes. I endured being stripped of my clothes, being deprived of my most intimate things. I let it happen that they ignored my sense of shame and invaded my privacy. You want to release some sphere for yourself, some area that belongs to only you, that must not be invaded by anyone else. You want to have something that nobody else must see, otherwise your dignity would be offended. You're prepared to guard it and to hide it from anyone else's eyes. You're convinced to have a right to this. You want to keep it at all costs. It is your most intimate possession, and you're ready to fight for it. But there is the moment when there is no chance for you to have anything for yourself. There are situations when you must give everything, let it go. There'll be nothing left of you for yourself. You're deprived of everything. You have to get through this cross. Give everything to God. My Father and I will remain your most intimate and untouchable sphere. It is only a cross when your body is violently stripped of clothes. It is much more painful when your soul is stripped. Your sins removed the cover long ago, and you are ashamed. Accept this cross, and nobody will be able to degrade you. Allow your Father to give you new clothes. Sacrifice your privacy. He will transform it into the perfect innocence. In vain you will strive for innocence. Admit to being too weak to attain it. This is the 10th cross. The cross of man's disregarded sense of shame. The cross of man's longing for innocence. The cross of man's fear that anybody might learn of his guilt. Accept this cross and you will meet me. Your fear will dissolve. Admit being weak. Admit being what you are. A person degraded by sin. If you admit that, nobody will ever be able to harm you.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. As long as you carry the cross, you have your chance of throwing it off. But as soon as you are nailed to it, you cannot escape it anymore. Now you know that the cross is your destiny until death. It is hard to accept this. You would like to throw off your crosses, but you are nailed to them. They are the place where you will die. Your fellow men will nail you to the crosses. Are you afraid, or do you rely entirely on me? There are crosses from which there is no escape. In vain you try to avoid them. Stop this futile fight and come to me. Dying with me means winning. Don't be afraid. Don't delude yourself that there may be other ways. The crosses will remain till the end, and the sooner you accept dying, the sooner you will rise again. Remember this 11th cross, for you are not only nailed forever to it, but also to me. I look forward to it.
12th station. Jesus dies upon the cross. Death, I go from this world, but not into nothingness, but in order to live in a new way. By dying, I did my Father's will. So in dying, I said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And by doing so, I fulfilled my Father's plan. You think death is the end, and so you live in fear and oppose the thought of death. But as long as you do not accept death, you feel a heavy burden resting upon your shoulders. If you accept death, you win the victory and you come to me. I am far from you as long as you reject death and ask me to spare you. Understand that the way to me leads only through death. For death destroys everything that is sinful and mortal to you. I, however, destroy death itself. Death frees you from various crosses, but I free you from death. Risk looking into death's eyes. Regard this cross as the Father's present, as fulfillment. The Father has tolerated death. If you oppose dying, you oppose the Father and me. The 12th cross is the peak, a feast, so to say, the moment of completion. It is the beginning of real life.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken from the cross. Only when I was dead, my friends came. You are the seed of times to come. but you want to see the fruits of your labours at once. My disciples often die in hopelessness and shame, and not they themselves, but others harvest what they have sowed. Others gain friends and life. This is the moment for you to serve as the seed of a new world. This is your cross. It is me who trusts you, for throughout your life you will hardly find recognition and success. Only after your death you will be taken from the cross, and then you will be honored. For all eternity, no cross will ever again be a burden to you, because you had the courage to bear the cross in your life on earth. To work, but not to be able to enjoy the fruits of one's labors, this is the 13th cross. It takes courage to sow the seed without being able to harvest the crop. But I am the fruit of your renunciation. I, however, take you to the resurrection.
14th station. The body of Jesus is laid in the tomb. My friends thought to have done me a great favour by putting my body in the tomb. They cared for my body and forgot what I had told them. On the third day, I will rise. The tomb worries you. When the tomb is built, you cease to exist. When not even the smallest trace is left of you, what will you do? When you know that nobody will attend your funeral, when you end your life in misery, it is me who knows you. It is a cross to bury one's last wish. The wish to be respected here on earth. For this wish prevents you from being of real importance, from being a light for others. How can you be a light as long as you shrink back from burying your dark egoism with yourself? As long as you want to be near me, but don't want to bury your to burn your bridges behind you. Only then can I transform your life. Bury your wishes and accept the 14th cross. There is resurrection above it. Therefore, I derive pleasure from the tomb in which your arrogance is buried. You don't want to be put in a tomb. You are shocked by the thought of letting go of this life. Therefore, you are dead. If you were willing to accept death, you'd be able to rise in my life. Only one who is dead can rise. Don't be afraid. What you call death is a bridge from you to me. The death of sin means joy and union for you and me. The fulfillment of all wishes and longings. I have gone this way, and I am waiting for you. Don't you understand that by my death, I did not leave the world, but that it has been given to me? Before that, I was only a guest on earth. Now, I am the master. You will be as I am. Give to death what belongs to it. Don't regard the tomb as a sad end, but as a birth and a real beginning. Give up your pride and be ready to die, and the dawn of Easter will light up for you.
What does Jesus share with us on the way of the cross? There are all the standard answers that we know and which are true. Mercy, forgiveness, grace, love, peace. But tonight, as Lisa and John were reading the prayers, I was struck by something that was said at the sixth station. Well, the reader said that Jesus had nothing to give. And yet there is something which he gives to everyone that he meets on the way of the cross. And it's not one of those words I've used already. What he gives to each of his friends that he meets on the way of the cross is a share in his suffering. He allows them to be part of it. For Veronica, that takes the form of a blood-stained cloth. For Simon, it's the weight of the cross. For Mary, his mother, it's those swords of sorrow of which Simeon had spoken long ago. But for each of his friends, each of his disciples on the way of the cross, there is a special sharing in his suffering. Think of the people that you like to be with when you're happy. Think of the people you like to have around you when you're having fun. And think now of the people that you like to have around you when things are really going badly. The people you like to have beside you when you are in pain. And I would guess that the second group is a much smaller group. Because the people we let close to us in our suffering are very special people indeed. And there are lots of people we like to have around us when things are going well. But when things are going badly, there are many of those that, to be honest, we really can't be bothered with. And it's only a very special few that we allow to be close to us when we are in pain. And here is the extraordinary thing about Jesus, that he lets all these people who cross his path into his pain. And he doesn't keep anyone at a distance, but he allows them this very precious thing, which is a share in his own pain. And how true it is that the people who have been with us in those moments of our lives are people who are very close to us. And there is a closeness that's created through sharing suffering, which can be created by no amount of laughs and fun and sunshine. And Jesus here on the way of the cross, he allows each one of those who draw close to him to be part of it. And so as we have walked with him on this way of the cross, he has allowed us to, each in our own personal way, each in our own individual way, to be part of his pain, to be part of his suffering. He hasn't tried to keep any of us on the outside. He hasn't tried to keep any of us distant from what he is going through. We thank him then for that. And as we have walked with him on this way of the cross, we ask for the grace to be able to let him in to our suffering, as he is ready to let us into his. All the things that we keep to ourselves, all the pain that is so personal. And what he says to us tonight is, I can be with you in that. I can help you. I can walk by your side. And I can help to carry your cross just as Simon helped to carry mine. We pray for the grace then to hear those words, to listen to his voice, and to allow him more deeply into our lives. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.